Hey there, awesome humans. This is Brooklyn Wesson coming at you live from, well, wherever I happen to be with a killer cup of coffee in hand. Today's topic? It's something we all need more of, something that can seriously level up your life. Self-reflection. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions day after day without really stopping to think about where you're headed or why you're doing what you're doing? You know that feeling when you get to the end of the week and you're like, wait, did anything actually happen? Or maybe you find yourself constantly reacting instead of responding. Self-reflection is your secret weapon against those feelings. It's not about dwelling on the past or beating yourself up, it's about understanding your thoughts, emotions, and actions so you can make conscious choices that align with your values and goals. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your soul, my friends. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you become a self-reflection superstar. First things first, find your sanctuary. Whether it's a cozy corner in your home, a peaceful walk in nature, or even just 5 minutes with your eyes closed, carve out some dedicated time for introspection each day. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture, but consistency is key. Imagine yourself as an athlete training for a big game. Self-reflection is your daily warm-up routine. Second, get curious about your emotions. Don't judge them, just observe them like fascinating little butterflies fluttering around in your mind. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel this emotion in my body? What triggered it? Understanding the root of your emotions can help you navigate challenging situations with more grace and clarity. Third, journal your thoughts and experiences. It doesn't have to be a novel, even a few bullet points can make a world of difference. Writing things down helps you process them more deeply and identify patterns in your thinking and behavior. Think of your journal as your personal therapist. It never judges and always offers a listening ear. Fourth, practice mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation hero overnight, though that's cool too. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you find yourself getting caught up in thoughts about the past or worries about the future, gently bring your focus back to what's happening right now. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. It's all about savoring the little things. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for feedback. Sometimes we need an outside perspective to truly see ourselves. Talk to trusted friends and family members, seek out mentors, or even consider working with a therapist. Remember, self-reflection is a lifelong journey. It's not about reaching a destination, but about continuously growing and evolving. Speaking of real-life examples, let me tell you about this time when I was completely stressed out about an upcoming deadline. I felt like my brain was on overdrive, buzzing with anxieties and to-do lists. Instead of panicking, my usual go-to move, I took a few deep breaths and decided to journal about what was making me feel overwhelmed. As I wrote down all my thoughts and worries, I realized that much of the stress stemmed from fear of failure and perfectionism. It wasn't just about the deadline itself, it was about my own internal expectations. Once I identified the root cause of my anxiety, I could start to address it. I broke down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks, set realistic goals for myself, and reminded myself that it's okay to make mistakes. Learning from them is part of the process. So, remember, self-reflection isn't just about figuring things out on your own, it's also about being kind to yourself and acknowledging that you're doing the best you can. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-reflection in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. This has been a whirlwind of a journey through the power of self-reflection. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about becoming more aware, more compassionate, and ultimately more fulfilled. Keep those reflections coming, my friends. Catch you on the next episode where we'll be tackling another challenge head-on with a healthy dose of modern stoicism. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.